gotta bump that kashif. We gotta bump that kashif right now. Our brother Kashif has transitioned. This is an R&B legend. Our brother Kashif has transitioned. This brother died yesterday, so we gotta honor our brother. Kashif was the dude, man. He produced a lot of hot joints, especially back in the 80s, man. This brother wrote a book about the music industry that exposed all the tricks and the lies. Kashif was the truth, man. A lot of folks slept on this brother. It's the jam right here. Anyway, man, what's going on, fam? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host, as you know. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Ready to chop up some good game with the family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call in. We're going to chop up some good game on tonight's show. Now, today's show is brought to you by WisdomInHair.com. Now, WisdomInHair.com, that's where you can get all the fly lace fronts, bundles, weaves, extensions, anything you need. You can get that to get your look on fleek, as the young people say. All you ladies, if you want to step your hair game up, go to WisdomInHair.com. That's WisdomInHair.com, ladies and gentlemen. So what we're going to do, y'all, we're going to take this real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with some good game right here on Tariq Elite Radio Show. Y'all don't move a muscle, fam.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.
On today's mission, we're going to talk about sex as a weapon. The top 12 reasons why so many good men are still single. 7 characteristics of a good woman. How being friends with benefits can backfire on you. Dumb dating moves you make with smartphones. Dating, relationships, and life is war. Fight to win.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find it, maybe you can hear the Victory Unlimited Show.
Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Shonda. Hey, 'cause you're a hoe.
Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. I am Mr. Tariq Nasheed, your humble servant, ready to chop up some real good game for the family. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Now, if you have an iPhone, family, the Moorish app is in beta testing mode, but it's up right now in the Apple Store. You can download it for free. All my iPhone users, you got an iPhone, you got an iPad, download Moorish right now. You can go to the Moorish website, MOORUS.com, and you can download it from that site that will link you to the Apple Store to get it. Now, I know all my Android users, it's coming soon with Android. All my Android people, it is coming soon. All right? Because a lot of Android people were trying to get down with it. A lot of people are loving the Morris app. Again, we're working out the kinks. There were some issues yesterday with people trying to log on, but they couldn't get their confirmation code emailed to them. We fixed that issue. That was an emailing issue that we fixed. For some reason with our server, the emails were going to the spam folder, so we fixed that. Now a lot of people have hit me up saying that they can't put their location in. That's going to be fixed. Understand, this is the beta. So we're adding upgrades and everything to the site, to the app rather, every week. So by next week, I think, you will be able to put your location in. And also, we're going to add where you can make clickable links in your post. You know, like on Instagram, when you post on Instagram, you can't click the links. What we want to do with ours, when you post up pictures and videos, you can include a link and it'll take you to a website. So we're adding that. So we're getting it together, but a lot of people love the site so far. And again, this is the beta testing, so I want everybody, if you have an iPhone, go to the site, feel it out, chop up game. A lot of people are signing up on it. This is the first Black-owned and controlled social networking app. Strictly, I won't say strictly, but the main focus is Black empowerment. We can talk about everything on there. And it's just a good feeling to chop up game on the app, man. You don't have to worry about a damn white supremacist administrator watching over your shoulder, trying to delete your post because you're talking about something that's beneficial to Black society. That's a great feeling, man. It's a freedom feeling. Now, I do understand that in the bigger context of things, we are in a system of white supremacy. So the white supremacists, they can try to do some slick shit on another level. But just having direct freedom where you don't have somebody like a Facebook administrator looking for keywords that Black people use just for the sole purpose of them taking the post down or blocking your page. You dig? And it's a top notch. Somebody in the chat room said it ain't janky at all. It's top notch, man. It's comparative to what's out there. We put a lot of money in this thing. This ain't no, you know, no bullshit ass second tier app or nothing like that, that we got done with some pre-planned template or anything like that. I mean, this is something that was built from the ground floor up, and it's comparative to everything that's out there. It's comparative to Instagram. It's comparative to Twitter. So it's fly. It is fly. And I know somebody said the white supremacists the trolls are making accounts as we speak. Yeah, we're going to handle that. Again, I'm going to get some administrators for it. I'm going to get some admins. I'm going to get some admins for it. So again, we're getting that knocked out. So go to morus.com and also go to hiddencolorsfilm.com if you don't have Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3, and 4. You can get that today. Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 at hiddencolorsfilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. So a lot of stuff we want to talk about on today's show. You know, they just had the presidential debates with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, you know, he sounds like a moronic maniac. Donald Trump sounds like a complete maniac. I mean, his bigotry and his white supremacy was just shining all the way through. And the more bigotry and racism he displays, the more support he gets. So we need to ask, is this what we need? Because the thing is, Donald Trump is exposing all the other racists and white supremacists who are supporting him. If anybody is supporting Donald Trump at this point, you just have to suspect that there are white supremacists. There's nothing coherent that Donald Trump is saying. Now, I'm not a fan of Hillary at all. I'm not a fan of Hillary at all. But Hillary made more intelligent policy ideas in general. I'm not talking about for black folks. For black folks, they were on the same bullshit page. But she was more coherent than Trump as far as different policies. But Trump was just a bumbling, babbling maniac throughout the whole thing. And he still gets support from other white supremacists, all the tens of millions of white supremacists around the country. And I'm not saying that all white people are white supremacists, but there are a lot of white supremacists out there because we do live in a system of white supremacy. So the thing is, a lot of people, especially black folks, are being scared into voting. Black people saw that maniacal Trump talking and they're like, oh my God, we gotta vote. Even other people in the dominant society, you have Hispanic people, they're shaking in their boots. You have Arabs, they're shaking in their boots because of Trump. And everybody's trying to galvanize black people to get out there and vote because other people are scared. Because that white supremacy, when it's that blatant, and they, Trump and his supporters, they've already let it be known that they're not just going to be racist towards black folks. It's their racism is going to spread to a whole bunch of people. So now black folks, people want to prop us up and get us to galvanize to get out here and vote to help save them. And I say again, no. I do not think black people should vote in this election. At all. Now, if you just have to vote because you do want to vote on a local level, which I have no problem with that. I have no problem with black folks voting on a local level. Well, I do have some problems with that, but I'll get into that a little bit later on today's show. But a lot of people want black folks to get on out there and rock that vote to help them. Because they know how these white supremacists are. And they know when white supremacists get emboldened, when they become very much empowered, they start attacking different groups outside of black groups. If you are Jewish, if you have some Moorish strain in your bloodline, you will be attacked by these white supremacists once they become emboldened. And I say, let other people deal with Trump. Black folks, do not vote. People are saying, and I have a lot of black folks talking that old civil rights shit. Well, we got to vote. Our mama, our grandmama, our granddaddy, they had fought for us to vote. That same coon talk. It doesn't matter. We are the only people who vote out of fear and tradition, and we're going to have to change our strategies. We're going to have to stop doing stuff that don't work. Well, you gotta vote. How you gonna expect change if you don't vote? Now, these are Negroes saying this shit. Black folks voted in its highest numbers in the last election for Barack Obama. Black people voted in the largest numbers they've ever voted for Barack Obama. The first election, it was high. The re-election of Obama was even higher than the first election. We have voted the highest we have ever voted in the last election. And what the fuck did we get in return? We are being attacked more in the last few years than we have been attacked and killed and murdered judiciously, since the whole 1960s. We have been attacked and murdered and killed legally in the last few years than the entire 1960s combined. I want y'all to sit back and think about that. We didn't get shit from going out there voting without an agenda. We just voted because they put a black face on white supremacy. That's all Obama is. And I voted for Obama twice, family. I voted for him. All they did was put a black face on white supremacy. And look how it's turning out for us. Black people now are getting executed literally every day. Innocent, unarmed black people are getting executed almost every day. There's another black man yesterday, out here in California, right outside of San Diego in El Cajon, a black man who was having a seizure, unarmed, innocent. His sister called for medical help. They sent the death squad and just killed the man. Nobody's getting punished. Nobody's doing anything about it. None of our officials, they have normalized our execution. Obama won't even do anything. He can't even speak on it. He gives us prayer and symbolisms. He's like, well, you know, we face some challenges, but I got a museum. So we got a Black History Museum, but no help from these death squads that's executing us. Voting did not work. This shit where we're voting just for the sake of voting is childish, dumb, and infantile. Stop letting people run that we gotta get out here and vote game. Stay your ass at home or vote independent. Vote for that lady Jill Stein. She's talking a good game. We know she's not gonna win, but at least, hell, just galvanize your vote and show people, hey, our vote will not be taken for granted. We're not gonna vote out of fear. We're not gonna vote for a lesser of two evils. Because they're both are not going to do anything for us. Hillary has said in a very condescending way, in a very strategic way, that she's not going to do shit. Trump has let us know in a very blatant way he's not going to do shit. And as a matter of fact, he's going to double down, which is okay. We're already getting killed anyway, so what else is new? I'm not afraid of a Trump presidency. And neither should you be. Neither should you be. You should want your white supremacy in an open, honest forum. Let's stop having them hide their white supremacy behind people smiling, behind black faces. We don't need that. Give us our white supremacy out in the open. So the question is Donald Trump the wake-up call that black people need? I almost feel we should get a Donald Trump because that will be the wake-up call that black people need. We focus better on what to do to empower ourselves when we know and we can identify the threat. Black folks, for some reason, when the white supremacists come around with the hugs and kisses, we get deceived by that. We get deceived by the hugs and kisses and the prayer and them doing the Dougie and the nay-nay. And fronting like they're not white supremacists. See, we get deceived by that. But with Trump, you know what it is, and that's a good thing to a certain degree. Because look, we're already dealing with systematic white supremacy. We're already dealing with it. So some of these other groups are going to get it. And again, I think if Trump gets in office, white supremacy is going to implode on itself. Because this is like the last stand of white supremacy. They're going to implode on themselves. Let them implode. So black folks, don't get scared into voting for Hillary just to not have Trump in there. No. Let them handle that. Because both of them, when they talk about race, and they were doing the debate and they were talking about race, they were saying basically the same thing in different terms. Trump was just real blatant when Hillary seemed sympathetic to black people getting killed, and Trump's response to the black people getting killed by these legalized lynchings, Trump said, well, Hillary, she's leaving out two words, law and order. So basically he's saying black folks getting killed is law and order. That's what you're supposed to do. Black folks need to understand that. That's how many of these white supremacists feel. This is why black people doing this whole thing where we are crying to white people and trying to show them how hurt we are. I just saw a video of a little black girl at a town hall meeting, and they put her out there. She's just crying her little eyes out, and I feel for the child, but that's not going to work. Family, we're dealing with white supremacists right now. They don't have a conscience. The white supremacists, they have no conscience. That little girl crying don't mean shit to them. Remember, the white supremacists, they shot Corrine Gaines' 5-year-old son. They shot a black child who's 5 years old. They shot him in the arm when they killed her. They deliberately shot a 5-year-old child. They allowed the execution of a 12-year-old child, Tamir Rice. They allowed another execution of a 13-year-old child, said he had a BB gun. They shot him in the back. They don't give a shit about our children crying and being hurt, family. All this crying and singing, did y'all see that video of Mary J. Blige? Mary J. Blige was singing to Hillary Clinton. She was serenading her. It looked so goddamn weird. It was weird as hell, her sitting there singing to Hillary Clinton. Let me see if I can find that online. Let me see if I can find it real quickly. Where is it? I just want the part where she's singing. Okay. It's a lot of shit on the internet where people... Okay, here it is. I hope it's not one of these bait videos where it's a stupid motherfucker talking. Hold on 1 second. I'm waiting on it to load up. Hold on. Now my computer wants to act slow, but I wanted to load that up and show Hillary Clinton... Okay, here it is. Okay, this is, and I don't know what this shit is about, but Hillary Clinton is sitting there, and they're like in a conference room. It looked real weird, and Mary J. Blige has on like a little business suit or whatever, and she's singing, and it's just them two sitting there, and they're very close to each other. It looks extremely weird, and Hillary has this fake concerned look, and Mary J. is singing to her. Hold on.
If an officer stops you, always be polite and never ever run away. Promise mama you'll keep your hands inside. Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret.
Good Lord.
It ain't no secret. No secret, my friend. You can get killed just for living in your American skin. Oh. I just want to know, where do we go from here?
Okay, so Mary is singing to Hillary Clinton to keep your hands where you can see them. I'm like, oh my God, that shit sounds hella corny, but I mean, you know. This is the same Mary J. Blige, you know. I don't know if Mary needs the money. I don't know what's going on with our sister. I don't know if she's in financial trouble. I don't know what that was. Mary just be on stage dancing. This is the same Mary.
Exciting things are happening at birthday.
This is the Mary who did this commercial. Y'all remember this? Snack
wraps. What's in the new chicken?
What's in the new chicken wraps?
Mary.
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses.
The new chicken snack wraps.
I mean,
come and get it at Burger King.
I mean, Mary is saying about anything. We need Medicaid. I mean, she'll sing just, she'll turn the shit into a song. And Mary, I love Mary. She's not the best singer. So I'm like, okay, just get your ass out there and sing Real Love. I don't know what that shit was about. And Hillary's sitting there with fake concern. Look, Hillary is emboldened to these police unions. Both Trump and Hillary, in there. Trump didn't even say police reform. Hillary was talking that police reform talk. Hillary was talking all this talk about police reform. Well, we need police reform. We need to train officers. Hillary's talking about giving $1 billion, and this is in some articles that I read. She's talking about giving billions of dollars to police reform and police training. Do y'all know that's a con game? And I'm telling black folks, whenever anybody starts talking about police reform, they're running a con game on you. And that's the name of the game with politics in America. It's all about harming black folks and coming up with creative ways to harm black people and act like you're not harming us. So Hillary can go up in a black church and tell black people with a straight face, I'm going to help you out with all of these police killings by giving money to police reform. And black folks are so fucking silly, we don't see that that's a con game. What she's saying is, I'm going to give them more money for killing you. That's all police reform is. We're just giving them more money. They've been doing police reform. They've been giving cops money for police training. And they've been doing that for years. They have resources and money for sensitivity training and all that stupid ass shit. And the killings keep happening. So that ain't working. When you do something and it don't work, and you say we're going to give more money to something that don't work, she's basically winking to them. That's why they don't never oppose that police reform talk. You notice none of these unions ever oppose that because they're winking at each other. The UN even spoke about all of these killings. They say, hey, this is like, hey, in the UN, I know they're on some bullshit because they're beholden to the white supremacists too, by the way. But the UN, they're saying, hey, some of these killings, hey, this is like lynching back in Jim Crow. And the reason why is because these people are not being punished. That's the trip. That's the whole thing. The reason why we're getting killed over and over and over is because nobody is getting punished for it. There should be some type of executive order that will punish these race soldiers severely. Not no slap on the wrist. All you need is one motherfucker to go to jail, one of these race soldiers to get locked up, just one. All these other killings will stop. It'll stop overnight. All you got to do is punish one of them. You notice nobody ever talks about that because is a system where everybody's in on it. This is a system where people are in on it. And understand this, black people, we are the only people on the planet outside of a war setting in peacetime. We're the only people outside of a war setting or war-torn country who in peacetime can get legally executed for any random reason and no one will get punished. We are the only people on the planet that happens to. I want y'all to think about that. We try to act like America's the leader of the world and all that. No other nation does that. You can't just, outside of war, go kill a citizen or just kill anybody and not be punished. No other nation has that. And we're the only people that happens to. So we got to start getting serious about what we need to do as solutions. Black folks, number one, we're going to have to stop crying to white people because they do not care. And the ones who do care don't have the power to do anything. That's a harsh reality. All the dancing and twerking and all that, you can march and all that, but that brings attention to the cause, and we need to start coming up with other solutions, and we need to start getting a code on what we need to do. Because we have a dilemma that has never happened in history before, where you have a powerful government and your own government, which is supposed to protect you, is basically attacking you and lynching you and executing you legally. And we have no rights in a society that we live in, and we have to figure out how are we going to save ourselves. That is the quagmire. Some people are saying alliances with African countries. I agree that we need to look into that. Unfortunately, a lot of African nations have become destabilized by the white supremacists. See, there's a balance there. There should be simultaneously an African nation rising up and us fighting for our complete freedom and justice. it has to be simultaneous, because we have no protection at all. We have no sanctuary at all. We're just sitting ducks. And black folks think just because we have an iPhone and a nice car that we're not sitting ducks. That doesn't mean anything. And even on the local level, see, a lot of us talk about local level voting, and that works if you have an economy. You got to have an economy for that, too. Marilyn Mosby is a great example. We see what's going on with Marilyn Mosby. That was the black woman out there who prosecuted the people who killed Freddie Gray, who tried to prosecute them, and they were all found not guilty. They were all acquitted, or there was a mistrial, and now they're trying to disbar her. The white supremacists showed you who's really running things, and black folks, don't be fooled. Just because they put black faces on white supremacy, don't think that black people are running things. See, the white supremacists, they learn how to be very refined. They learn how to pull the strings and pull the economics and put a black face on their agenda. And they have a rule. They'll put a black face on something as long as that black face don't try to flip around and punish white people. Because the minute you try to punish a white person, we're going to let you know who's really running shit. That's why it's very funny to see these white supremacists try to trick you into believing that, hey, man, you guys, you blacks are running these cities and you're ruining these cities for the black folks. Why are you complaining about white supremacy, dude? Detroit is run by blacks. Baltimore has a black prosecutor, has a black mayor, has black judges, dude. So why are you complaining about racism, bro? That's a con game that they like to play. These white supremacists are not dumb. They know who runs the show. That's a con game. They just hope your black ass don't know. They know who's running the show. They talk all that black person running this, running that. The minute that black person challenges white supremacy, you see who runs shit. The real white people who run shit starts coming out of the shadows and getting people fired and disbarred. That sister is about to get disbarred, unfortunately. And just like brother Olu Stevens out of Kentucky, that brother, he's a black judge. He challenged white supremacy. They had him suspended. The white supremacists, they let you know who's running shit. And the black folks who sit up here and demonize black folks all day, all of these black sheriffs and governors and mayors, oh, they get free reign. They prop them up like Sheriff Clark. They carry Sheriff Clark on their shoulders because he regurgitates white supremacy. He better. That's why I don't blame him too much. He's a big coon. Now, let's be clear. But if they put a black person in political power, and it's not on a grassroots level, they force you to be a coon. So we have to understand that. But we have to look at the Trump situation. Trump would be good for black folks, because that's going to be that wake-up call. He's an unapologetic white supremacist, and other white supremacists are galvanizing around him. We need that. We need open and honest white supremacy, so we can get to the nitty-gritty of what we're going to do instead of us just getting slowly picked off here. We need a fresh jolt. Because the thing is, with all that police reform shit that Hillary's talking about, that's a con game, and we don't need no more con games in black society. Police reform, talking about police reform is the same thing as saying that, well, Jews in Nazi Germany, they just needed Nazi reform. To help Jews in Nazi Germany, all they needed was some Nazi reform. And that's ridiculous, because it was a system set up to harm people who were classified as Jews. And we need to look at the similarities to what's going on now and what happened in Nazi Germany. That's why it's very important to study history, black folks. Look at what's going on right now in our society and juxtapose that to what happened in Nazi Germany. Now, before the Holocaust in Nazi Germany, look what happened. Number one, the German people were going through economic hardships. The white people in Germany, they were going through economic hard times. Now look at over here. There's a lot of white people out here starving. A lot of white people don't have jobs because they just shipped a lot of jobs overseas. There's a lot of broke, trailer park, meth head white people out here strung out on heroin. You take a drive through middle America, you see a lot of broke white people. Look at these rallies, these Trump rallies. Look at the people. These are trailer park people for the most part. These are poor white people galvanizing around Donald Trump. Same thing in Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany, they were going through economic hardship, and what the second thing, the Germans needed a scapegoat for their hard times. They needed to blame somebody for what was going on. They needed a scapegoat in Germany so that anti-Semitism started to rise up. Now look over here. All these broke, poor white people over here, the jobs are overseas by the rich white people and sent the jobs overseas and sent the jobs in prison. So now a lot of these white people don't have money. They got to live in Section 8 trailers. So they need somebody to scapegoat. So it's Mexicans. We got to build that wall. They scapegoat Arabs. And they scapegoat black folks. It's the blacks. Oh, it's these damn blacks. I don't know why we get blamed, but we're always the blame. It's always our fault. And they blame Obama. And Obama is basically a symbol for all black people. Listen to how some of these Trump supporters and these white supremacists talk about Trump. Obama. Man, we were okay until Obama. I didn't even know there was racism until Obama. Obama was the worst. Obama messed it up. They blame Obama, and Obama is a proxy for all black people. And what else did happen in Germany leading up to the Holocaust? In Germany, they needed to create a social Darwinism theory to feel better about themselves. So they start coming up with this whole thing about the Aryans being the better race and the Jews being a degraded stock. So they had to come up with these bullshit scientific theories. What do they do over here? They always talk about the low IQ of black people here. They talk about black grades, black culture, black people failing in school. They always talk about that over here. They always talk about how bad black folks are doing. Listen to Trump. Black people are doing horrible. Single motherhood. That's social Darwinism. Black on black crime. Now, what else happened in Nazi Germany? They started with those Nuremberg laws in 1935 that forced Jewish people to identify themselves. See, after the sentiment and the anger started to build up, then they started to codify it with laws. And they start forcing Jewish people to identify themselves all over Germany. Now, what are they talking about over here? They're talking about expanding stop and frisk. That's basically that whole Jew identify yourself. And that goes back even further to show me your freedom papers, nigga. That goes back to black folks having to show their freedom papers. Now, what else happened in Nazi Germany? The Germans started to use anti-Jewish propaganda in their media. The media went out of their way out there to make anti-Semitic propaganda normalized. And there was a guy who was the minister of propaganda out there in Germany called Joseph Goebbels. And he was one of Hitler's right-hand men. And this guy used the media to galvanize people against the Jewish population, putting out anti-Jewish stories in the media. They dominated the media with anti-Jewish propaganda. That's the same thing they do over here. Every time a black person is harmed, what do? Well, he had a criminal record. Well, he had parking tickets. See, this is how the media is complicit. See, the media, this is not just about no damn police reform. Understand, just like in Nazi Germany, they controlled the police, the military, the finance, and the media. So it was a whole Nazi system, just like over here, it's a whole white supremacist system. It ain't just police reform. The media protects the police, or the race soldiers posing as police. Just like with our brother Keith Scott, who got murdered, executed out there in North Carolina. They're now talking about some restraining order his wife had against him because he threatened her and all that shit. None of that had nothing to do with why they executed him at all. They still executed that man when he was not a threat. None of that matters. But again, in a propaganda state, in a Nazi system, you have to use propaganda to justify harming a particular race of people for the greater good of the system of white supremacy. And in 1938, Joseph Goebbels, he used a killing of a diplomat by a Jewish man in Paris as a reason to justify harming all Jewish people. There was a guy, a German man, who was killed by a Jewish dude in 1938, and they used the media to say, hey, this right here, and they kept playing it over and over and talking about it over and over and repeating it over and over, this right here, that one killing, is why we need to subjugate all Jewish people. So they started attacking Jewish people. They had something called the Night of Broken Glass, where they started to burn Jewish businesses, and it was a whole propaganda campaign. Same as what they do with us. They egg on riots and justify harming us and locking us up and justify our anger to harm us even further. And the next thing the Germans did with all of this stuff going on, with all of this anti-Jewish rhetoric that they had going on, they started to give rise to a fanatic figure who spoke directly to their white supremacist values, and that was Hitler. Hitler spoke directly to the values of white supremacy and the need for white supremacy to survive, and how they were better genetically than those people. And that's what these white supremacists are doing with Trump. They're raising up a fanatical figure who's insane, but he speaks directly to white supremacy. He uses a lot of dog whistles and code words, and he speaks directly to the white supremacists. This is why all the open white supremacist groups are rallying behind Trump. David Duke, the Klan, Aryan Nation, the alt-right, American Renaissance, all of these white supremacists, and I'm talking about open white supremacist organizations, are rallying behind Trump because he speaks to white supremacy. He's a known racist. He's discriminated against blacks in the past. That's what it is. And then the next thing the Germans did, once they started to get the rise of their fanatical figure, they started with the task forces out there. They had task force out there called Einsatzgruppen. That was the name of the task force. The most popular one was the SS. And these task force would basically go around shooting Jewish people without being punished. They just randomly went around normalizing the killing of Jewish people. The Einsatzgruppen went around just shooting Jewish men, women, and children. And it became normalized. And once it became normalized for them to just shoot random Jewish people, then it was time for the big plan. Now look at what's happening now. Black folks are getting executed by these race soldiers on a regular basis, almost every other day at this point. We're getting executed almost every other day with zero punishment. They're doing it with complete impunity. The media is protecting them. The law is protecting them. There is no justice system. You just have a white supremacist system. Now, they are normalizing this for a reason. I think they are planning on a mass execution sometime in the near future, unfortunately. I hate to even say that, but that's just looking at history. Just looking at history, that's what it appears to be leading up to. Because they're doing it too much, they're doing it too frequently, and black folks need to be on alert and stop bullshitting, stop crying, stop praying, and understand that these people could be well aware of a plot and a plan to start rounding us up in large numbers, killing us in large numbers, because now it has become normalized and they know that they can get away with it. See, they have to test it out a little bit, just like in Nazi Germany. They tested it out. They attacked Jewish synagogues and destroyed Jewish businesses, and they saw they can get away with that, so they upped it a little bit. They started shooting Jewish people in the streets. They saw they can get away with that. Then they said, cool, let's go for the final solution. Let's start putting them in ovens wholesale by the millions. See, once these white supremacists do something and they don't get punished, they up the ante. So black folks, we got to start tapping back into that comedic kundalini energy, some of that voodoo, and wake the fuck up. And when they start trying to round up, don't go nowhere. Stand your ground. This is why we got to wake up. This is why I don't mind a Trump presidency. Because we're going to get the same thing under Hillary or whoever. With Trump, we're just more aware of what's going on. Understand, Hillary was responsible for a lot of brothers going to jail. Hillary and Bill, don't let them fool you with all that fake sympathy, sitting up there with Mary J. Blige, letting Mary make a clown out of herself. Nah, Hillary is just another Trump. So give me my white supremacists out in the open. Don't give me my white supremacists out here doing the nay-nay and the Dougie and all that shit. Going to the church and all that. No, no, no. Give me my white supremacists out in the open. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Elite Radio. Don't forget, go to morus.com. MOORUS. Sign up right now to the Morus app, family. If you don't have Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4, go to Hidden Colors Film. .com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4, and go to TariqElite.com. Get those Hidden Colors shirts. Get some of those Morus shirts. Get your Morus shirts while we at it. Get your Morus shirts. Look fly. Represent Morus. We're doing it. We're getting it popping. All right?